Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Cerise, we're back. A lot going on here. We'll update you on everything in a second. Carson Wentz spoke at his press conference today about social injustice. Here he is.
It's been a lot of learning and a lot of conviction on my heart, honestly. You know, growing up in North Dakota, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of you saw my statements after the George Floyd murder. And so, you know, it's something that's kind of new, and it's something that I've chosen to kind of just overlook and look past because of, you know, I went to high school. I think I had, you know, just a couple black classmates, and, you know, it's something that was so foreign to me. And so, you know, really this off season, I took a real look into, you know, showing empathy and understanding, you know, what has it been like to be a black man in this world, in this country, and not just in today's world, but going back 400 years to now and how we got to this point. And so it's been being educated a lot and looking at it through a different lens for me, and, you know, a lot of things I've learned, and by no means do I have all the answers, or I have it all figured out, but it's really heavy on my heart, and, you know, a lot of guys' hearts in this locker room for sure.
That's Carson Wentz. Well said.
Proud to have him as our quarterback, man.
Yep.
I mean, it's things like that, you know, when you get past the wins and the losses and the things on the surface, these franchises sort of represent our city at times, and this area and this fan base, and when they speak out about things or when they do things, it's a reflection of the city at times, right? It's a reflection of the city, and when something positive like these words coming from one of the more prominent athletes in town that isn't of color, I think it resonates. I just think it does. He has a fan base that may have followed him for other reasons, that follow him throughout his career for other reasons, that these issues didn't necessarily concern them. I mean, he just talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just through sheer ignorance, not through some sort of prejudice or hatred. It's just that, I don't know, if it doesn't affect me and my community, or if it doesn't affect me in my everyday life, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time
on it. You don't think about it.
You don't think about it as much. So, I certainly understand where he's coming from when he says that. He's not alone when he says that. And by the way, that doesn't just pertain to white people when it pertains to black people. You know, there are black people who don't spend a lot of time on certain things, Jewish community,
that doesn't impact them,
which we just learned, right? So it works both ways, right? This isn't a one-way thing where it's about learning about others. The people that aren't like us. That's the beautiful thing about this country and the melting pot that it is. We aren't all the same.
No.
We aren't all the same. But if we grow to have, I don't know, compassion for one another, and we want everyone to be treated as equals, I think eventually we can get there. You know what? This is more of an issue with our country, right? And it's a status thing. You know, we are, as a society, at times we're so focused on wanting to reach a certain status in life, right? I got to get mine. Mm-hmm. I got to get mine to make sure I'm in this status, right? This tax bracket, what have you. And we don't care as much about those that don't get there. And we often create this sort of perception that I'm better because I'm here. My life means more. I'm worth more to society. As opposed to saying, well, I've been blessed to and fortunate to reach the heights that I've reached along with the hard work that I put in. But for some of us, you don't have to put in as much. It's not as hard because of the color of your skin.
Right.
Because of where you're being educated, right? The neighborhoods you grow up in, the communities you grow up in. And we tend to just leave the ones who aren't in our communities. We don't care as much, right? I got mine. That's not my issue. I'm over here. We got to bring that. We got to bridge that gap with those two or entities and say we want to bring those that aren't as fortunate up to be the best that they can be. Now, that's what they mean when they're talking about systemic racism. You know, been in a community where you don't have the funding to put into schools, to put into businesses that will help the community be prosper with jobs available. All those things that give those that are less fortunate an opportunity to be successful. That's where the oppression comes in at. I don't feel like I have a chance. I got to survive my own neighborhood before I can go and get a 4.0 in school and go off to college somewhere and get a degree. I got to get out my damn neighborhood first. When my neighborhood is filled with people that are living off minimum wage, right, and you know, mom and dad or single-parent families living off one salary, 12 grand, 15 grand a year, 20 grand a year,
you know, family of five. Yeah,
family of five. You know how hard that is? As opposed to coming up in an affluent community, both parents have a salary. They got trust funds put away for you, or they saving money. And you don't have to go through certain things. So that's where the systemic racism comes in at. That's part of it. And, you know, I heard a caller on Joe and John's show earlier talk about another example is, you know, say you and I, John, go to court for the same offense. We got the same history when it comes to a record. Well, if my punishment seems like it's five times harsher than yours, well, and I'm black and you're not, then I'm feeling like, okay, why is that?
There's one answer why that is.
So, like, yeah. And those are the things that people are fighting against right now.
Yeah.
That's part of it. That's part of it. And I think sometimes we get so caught into the individual incidents that's happening and we want to defend this side and say, no, it isn't what you're screaming that it is. And we got the other side screaming that I'm tired of this and this and that and the other. And nothing gets done because everybody is screaming.
Yep.
Back and forth.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate to what's going on in this country right now.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen. Everybody just wants to prove I'm not a racist. That wasn't police brutality.
There's a reason why it happened. Yeah,
yeah, know, like right. A lot of that is going on, and so it's we still got work to do. I mean, that's just really what it boils down to. I think everybody can agree on that.
Yeah. This segment brought to you by Bradford White. All right. So Ike, we'll hit the phones in a second. Jason Peters, Andre Dillard hurt his bicep today. It was feared that it was a serious injury. It is. Now, according to reports, it's a bicep tear, and he's out for the season. Is this just Jason Peters, the left tackle, and Matt Pryor's the right guard, and they look for somebody as depth in free agency? Is it that simple?
Yeah, I have to assume that, right? I mean, training camp is already short.
How many weeks?
We're talking about days now, right? 17
yeah.
days?
Yeah.
Well, today is actually 14 days till the season starts.
Yep. Yep.
So 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from the season.
Yeah, Kansas City and Houston kick off in Kansas City. I don't think you can get somebody in here and learn everything that quick. I don't think that's the route they would go. I would imagine it would be a lot easier on the coaches and everybody else to move Jason over to left tackle.
Yeah.
Right? I would imagine.
Smoothest transition. Right? He knows what's going on. He knows the offense. He's familiar with his left guard.
Yeah.
Prior.
There's no way they could feel more comfortable with Jordan Mailata at left tackle, right?
No.
Right?
No, like, no, 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 no.
Right, yeah.
No, no. And he's been in there with the first team, A, because Jason Peters hasn't been practicing, and B, they didn't want to move Peters from right guard because
why he was on another spot. Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
So our Twitter question that we asked earlier, which is brought to you by Mark Schuler's Route 309 in Montgomeryville, marks-jewelers.com is their website, was if Jason Peters ends up being the starting left tackle, is that a good or a bad thing for the Eagles? Well, now this actually might be reality. Beginning of the show, we're like, this could be happening.
Right, yeah.
We didn't know how serious the injury was. Now we have an idea how serious the injury was.
Yeah.
Well,
so, does this sound good for the season opener? I just want to gauge where you guys are at.
Shut up, Jack.
Jason Peters, left tackle. Seumalo, left guard. Kelsey, center. Nat Pryor, right guard. Lane Johnson, right tackle.
Yeah, but think of it this way. By the way, Lane Johnson hasn't practiced a lot either.
In a week.
Right. I mean, he has an injury.
Everything's fine.
Was it a lower body or an upper body? I don't remember.
Body.
I feel like it's a hockey
Although
game.
He was dancing Friday. Last time I seen Lane, he was jamming.
Yeah.
Friday at the practice, yeah, he was jamming in the locker room.
He I'm pulled like, a hamstring with his dance moves.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he's too focused on interviewing people for Instagram.
Oh, he's got a great he got
don't
a podcast.
Be a hater, Jack.
Oh, come on. It's brutal. Can I be the first to get it out there? I mean, this might be a little bit little too hot of a take.
Go on the record.
Sit Carson. I mean, we should just sit Carson, right? I mean, there's no way you can let Carson play this year. Get Hurts out there.
Carson.
It's what people want anyway. Let Hurts go run around with behind this offensive line.
Oh, gee, I just put the rookie out there.
Whatever. The season's over anyway.
215-592-9494.
Yeah, I'm not on board with that, Jack. No.
Yeah, you put Sudfeld out there to get killed, and then when the offensive line finally gets better, then
Carson back.
At least with Sudfeld, they can see if he can lead a team.
Well, you want me to give you the answer on that already?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. How you heat your water matters. Choose the water heaters that are built to be the best. Choose Bradford White water heaters. To find a professional installer near you, visit bradfordwhite.com. We will come back and we'll get to the phones. We've been very busy today. 215-592-9494. Phillies will not play tonight, but it seems like the Nationals do want to play, and we'll discuss that coming up on the other side. I think they're trying to get the Phillies to forfeit the game.
Those dirty bastards.
Unbelievable.
They're trying to get a cheap win.
They can't beat them normally, right? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP back after this. But listen, hey, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. And listen, you've heard me talk about Dr. Glatt for a long time now, right? I had a hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt. It will be 9 years ago. Wow, I can't believe it. 9 years ago in October. And I get a lot of people, whether I see them in person or I get the emails or the direct messages, and you can email me. You can find my work or my personal email address on the station website or on any of my social media accounts. You can DM me. My DMs are open. If you have any questions about Dr. Glatt and getting the hair restoration procedure. And I've handed a lot of people off. I've connected you to Dr. Glatt's office. And a number of listeners in the last few weeks have met with Dr. Glatt and have actually had the procedure done. And they tell me how amazing it is. And I say, well, I know it because I had the procedure done as well. So if you have questions that I'm not answering during when I talk about Dr. Glatt on the air, email me, DM me. And I can even connect you with Dr. Glatt's office because it really is an amazing procedure. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, you can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglatt.com. Or if you're ready to call Dr. Glatt right now, call his office, speak to his hair team at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com. Marks and Reese, we're back. Elliot's going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. Elliot Short Parks, our Eagles reporter. He's actually, I believe, still. They were doing a new Go Birds podcast, and I had to break in the Seltzer studio and give them the breaking news that Andre Dillard reportedly out for the season.
And Seltzer honestly looked like a broken man. Like he just looked very sad.
He was like, "Huh?"
Which I don't get why. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, Dillard's probably pumped, right?
Oh, it stinks. Let's face it. I'd rather have Jason Peters, who at least I know what you're going to get with him. He's going to sit out. So he could probably miss two games. He's going to probably leave two other games.
Can Joe Douglas take him now? Or
yeah, see, I think my boy Johnny and those that will have this same train of thought are missing the bigger picture here, which is this offensive line didn't just get stronger. It just got weaker. Because now your depth is in question.
I agree with that.
I mean, Matt Pryor, Jordan Mailata, like, who are these guys? Like, if Jason Peters at 38, who's now going to have to play a more prominent role, goes down, now what are you looking at?
Also, who's your left tackle for next year and the years after that, you don't even know about that.
Long term. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get through this year. I'm just saying. Because here's the thing. when the quarterback goes down because the offensive line can't protect him, then there you go with another injury. And it just kills the season.
Yeah, does.
Like, the line is an issue. And it was an issue with Andre Dillard.
Yep.
It was an issue with him.
Well, we will we'll talk to Elliot about that coming up at 4 o'clock. Look who's on the line. John Belaris joins us. What's up, John?
Yeah. How you guys doing? You know, I listen quite a bit now that I'm in real estate, so I catch you guys.
You're in the car a lot. Driving around.
Man, I'm in the car almost, you know, every day. Yeah. So I listen. But you know what? What struck me, I love listening to what Carson has to say. I think that was really from his soul and very insightfulness coming from Carson on what's going on. And just from my own experience, you know, I'm an old guy. I've been around a long time. So I came up during some of the most violent times in America with racial injustice and the black and white divide. I mean, I grew up in Brentwood, Long Island, which was one of the, not a very, you know, good neighborhood. We were pretty poor. And I would walk to school, and I was this little white kid, right? Had my big, bright red shirt. I'm like 12, 13, 14 years old. This is like 1972, 73. And when I crossed the football field there, I'd always get shot with a BB gun, or if I went in the bathroom, say, you know, they would dunk me in the toilet, you know, dunk my head in there. And I became friends with this guy, great black kid, African-American, Willie Walker. He put his arm around me, and he took care of me, and he became my best friend in that junior high times when people were breaking through windows, and it was a really severe clashes between the blacks and whites. And I was one of the first to sit at the table with all the black kids and sit next to Willie Walker, because I know he was the guy that would always protect me. And he became a friend, and I became really kind of sensitive to what went on in the community, in the black community. And I realized just what strains at a very young age that took place. Now, I did wind up marrying, being with Tiffany, who's, you know, biracial. Her father's black Cuban, and my daughter's, you know, black Cuban and Hungarian and Greek. And, you know, so I'm living through some of those times and explaining to my daughter, who's very, very passionate, you know, in the protesting age. She's 16 and what's going on. So, you know, what I see going on and NFL and the NBA taking a stand like this, I think it's wonderful to get a real true message across. Because unless, like Carson said, he grew up in North Dakota, he didn't really even realize, you know, what's going on in anything outside that little bubble. But when you live outside the bubble and you experience firsthand of how brutal it can be and how it is just, you see the moms and the dads and just the pure racial injustice as a kid growing up and the just pure hateness, the vulgar hateness that witnessed personally when I was in junior high and then on. And my parents moved me finally, but I was just, you know, we moved to another area that wasn't so explosive, so to speak.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I see this, I really, really, you know, guys like Carson and you know, I like when, you know, the white community really quite tries to kind of at least understand. No one will ever walk in the shoes of a black man. Black
sure.
Man, if you're not black.
Conversations right? Need to be started, and they need to be uncomfortable. Like, we need to figure out what's going on. And I hope that started, John.
It does. It has. I don't like the violence. No one wants violence, right? But the messages are great. Those messages are great. You know, because I was at just an incident in the city where I was beat up pretty badly. And the ones that came to my rescue were two young black kids that really saved me from, you know, the 6'3" white guy that was kicking me to the ground as I was taking pictures of him breaking through one of our buildings. So I was very grateful for that day. That was back on May 30th. Mm. But you know what? My heart goes out. I mean, of course I miss, you know, the sports. But you know what, you guys are pretty damn good. You guys are pretty right on. I listen to you quite a bit, man. I'm telling you, you are like magnificent. When I listen to you speak, you're eloquent. Your points are well-rounded. And you've become such an articulate sportscaster and now kind of a mixed in with the news, because you got to play all these different roles now. Not that easy. Anyone that sits there behind a mic that hasn't done it, they don't realize, you know, how, you know, when you make it look easy, That's how good you are. So I appreciate that. I love listening to you guys.
Thanks, John.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thanks, John. Be well.
Yep, thanks, John.
All right, there he is. No, I mean, listen, you're the voice, Ike. I'm telling you, you are the voice. You are the voice for Philly right now, and I know a lot of people tune in to listen to hear what you think and what you have to say. And John's spot on about that.
Well, I listen. You know, I don't seek out to be the voice of anything other than the LTBB community. But obviously, this is something that's near. It should be near and dear to all of our hearts, and it's certainly impactful. And I got boys. I got sons. I'm a black man. I got sons. I'm more fearful for them than I am for myself.
Right.
Because I feel like, at least from my own experiences, I'm equipped to at least do my part to not make a police officer feel threatened. So I'm not going to try to invoke street justice and hold trials and juries right there in my parked car if somebody pulls me over. I'm not doing that. Give me my ticket and let me go. Thank you, officer. You get home safe. I'm going to get home safe too. Right? I'm not doing the whole arguing and I didn't do this. I want him to get home safe just like I want to get home safe. Right. And that's what I want for my kids. Right? That's what I want for my kids. I say my sons all the time, but I got a daughter as well. And so she's black. And so for my kids, I just want them to get home.
Yep.
I just want them to get home safe. So that's really what it boils down to. And then, quite frankly, John, I think the position that you and I are in, and those of us that have these type of jobs, we got a responsibility to not be reckless with our platform. We can influence a lot of people. And I don't take it lightly when someone says, you're the voice. It's not what I seek, but it makes me aware that I just can't come on here with a bunch of emotion, yelling and screaming and adding to the problem. And adding confusion and chaos. That's not what I want to do. Even though in the moment I may feel the frustration myself, I may have shed a tear with Doc Rivers the other night, but then I got to compose myself when I come on the air and make sure if you really are about equality, then that's what should be coming from your mouth.
Sure.
Not this side, that side. And that's not easy to do because when we take calls, which is different than being on TV, where all you're doing is giving your point of view, we have to listen to our callers. This is a community. This is a listening community. This is our community. A lot of our listeners who listen to us all the time. So they want to be heard as well. They have questions. They have concerns. They have things that they don't understand. And if we're talking about having conversation, then we need to be able to have those conversations.
Let's have the conversation.
Without doing a bunch of yelling at each other. That's not what I'm here to do to attack anybody. I'm not here to attack anybody.
Well, we'll continue.
And by the way,
yeah,
you and I, for our show, I can't speak for anybody else's. I am proud of the way the people that have called up who aren't regular callers, our regular callers who have called up, have we been able to handle this not only now but several months ago when we were dealing with the George Floyd situation and everything. I
could have used it in the Sean Jackson week, too, like, but unfortunately you were off.
I'm not laughing at that, but
you know
exactly
what
you're saying, though. I know exactly. That's one week I was kind of glad I was.
Man,
off
I looked
week.
At Jack and I'm like, man, Ike is off this week. Like, damn it.
Yeah, Ike's like striping drivers down the 16th hole. Meanwhile.
Yeah. I didn't even bother to listen a whole lot, to be quite frankly. I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I knew
fun, it. Just a fun dynamite week of radio.
It's been a light couple of months here, right? 215-592-9494. But in all seriousness, it's important. This is such
it is.
A this
it is
important.
There's no doubt about it.
For everybody. Like this could be such a big monumental time in this country's history. And that's what I'm hoping it is.
And quite frankly, John, we're in the middle of it at our age and what we do for a living. We have to be responsible with the platform we've been given.
Yeah, agreed.
We got to be responsible with it.
Coming up, someone who's not responsible, Elliot Shore Parks, he's going to join us, our Eagles reporter.
I think Elliot is a Cowboys fan.
In all seriousness, Andre Dillard out for the season. We'll see what Elliot's heard. That's according to a report. So what do the Eagles do now? That's coming up next with Elliot. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.